Okay, today we're starting a series of five short simanim, which deal with five different mitzvahs, and something not often learned, so we'll get the opportunity to learn it. Today we learn Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. It's just this one page, the three sifim, and it refers to Nisa Dereisa Ubuchukeseyem Leisei Leichu. This is a deraisa of very general nature, not to go in the chukas hagayim, and the disparity between the different shitas and the rishayim, as far as explaining b'chukaseim leisei leichu, is astonishing. It's an extraordinary chilek between the shitas of the mechaber and the ramah, the shita of Taisis and the ran, which is a machlokes. So let me give you the background in the gemara. And then we will see the Shitas HaMechaber and the Shitas HaRamah. The Gemara talks about something called Sarfin Al HaMalachim. It was a custom that when a king died, they would burn all of his personal effects, his bed and his chair. And they would destroy it as if to say that no one is worthy of sitting in his chair, lying on his bed, or using his clothing. And the custom was, as an Indian of Kavod, to burn everything that he had. It's still, I understand, in certain tribal parts of the world, still is the custom. Matter of fact, in some places they burn the wives along with the personal things. That's not a joke, that's what they do. Now, the Gemara asks, why, by Jewish kings, Sarfan al-Malachim, isn't it Chukes HaGayim? Now, the Gemara asks this kasha in Masechta Sanhedrin, and there the Gemara says that since it says beferish in the Torah, that says the Nach, that they practiced Sreifa Amalchei Yisrael, so it's not Chukeseim, it's not a Gayish Shechaik, it's something that is mentioned Kivin Diksim by Raisa, since it says in the Torah, therefore it's Mutter. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says that Lav Chukas Avodah Zarahu. It's not an Avodah Zarah thing. And since there's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, therefore it's mutter. So two Gemaras that offer two totally different terutzim. One Gemara says, since it says Beferish in the Nach. And one Gemara says that it's not, it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, so it's mutter.
We stopped using Matseva because the Goyim use Matseva.
Torah commanded us to not use matzevas because Goyim use it. The Torah says not to have matzeva, but that doesn't. There are a list of things like that, but it's not. It doesn't become this of their eyes.
Isn't it? He doesn't.
What?
He doesn't. Right. The same doesn't exist.
Well, I'll tell you what Tosfos says in Sanhedrin is that we see from here there are two aveiros. If it's an avodah zarah thing, then it's also no matter what. It will be shel avodah zarah. It would be totally awesome. Even if it's not shel avodah zarah, just goyim do it, it's still awesome. Lulei that it says in the pasuk. That's what Taisa says in Sanhedrin. In other words, if it's an avodah zarah thing, that they do avodah zarah, maybe like matzeva, maybe then it will be zicha awesome. But the chiddush is that even if it's not an avodah zarah thing, goyim just do it because goyim do it. Taisa's shita is that that's usher anyway. Even if it's totally unrelated to Avodah Zarah. Now it's extraordinary Chumrah. That's the Mechaber Shita we're going to learn momentarily. Mechaber holds that that's the Rambam Shita as well. What? So we're going to get to that. Let's see. We're going to get to examples. But it's true. It comes out something that the Goyim do. It's a Goyish thing to do. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Like the Shita of Tosfos, it's still usher. And that's Shita Samachat. The Ran in Avodah Zarah disagrees with Farish, and he says that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah we see, if it's not related to Avodah Zarah, it's Mutter. He does not explain how he answers Sanhedrin, and the stipler of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and Siman Hey, has a bit of an arichus to try to explain either Sugyas Chalukais. However it is, the point is that the Ran in Avodah Zarah says, only shall Avodah Zarah is Aser. And that's the sheet of the Ramah. At the end of the Ramah it says, Ran Perakamad Avodah Kechavim. And those are the two very, very different sheetahs in this Isser. Let's read the Mechaber. And if you read it honestly, without personal negiyus, you'll see that the Mechaber Shita is a tremendous limitation on the way you're allowed to dress, on the way you're allowed to take haircuts, etc. Sif Aleph. Ein holchim b'chukas avikechavim. V'loy medamin lahen d'ramayez. You're not allowed to go in the manner of the goyim and not be similar to them. Lo yalbish malbish amiyuchid lahem. You're not allowed to wear a malbush that goyim wear. V'lo yigadel tzitzas roishai. Come tzitzas roishai. You're not allowed to let your hair grow the way they let it grow. Now what does that mean? Now let your hair, does it mean a haircut like they take? Well, the next thing it says, lo yigaleach mehatzadim, v'yaniach haseyar be'emtza. Says you're not allowed to take a haircut, a mohawk, a haircut on the two sides, you leave the middle. Now, what's that exactly?
That's like a virus.
You leave it in the back.
Just
a ponytail. So, now what does it mean? Does it mean our Rebbeim always held that a chup was aser? Is that included? Let's see. It says, first it says, lo yigadel tzitzas roishai. And then it says, lo yigaleach. So take a look at the first taz. V'lo yigadel tzitzas roishai. The first pshat he brings, hainu shelo yigaleach miyatzadim v'chulu. Ken kosev ha-terezav. V'nim shachach ha-mash kosev v'syaistim lo yigaleach. Pirish lo yigaleach tzitzas roishai hu. So he brings the first pshat. Oh, I'm reading the Shach Aleph. I apologize. Shach Aleph. He says that it's one b'shem de'beis yosef. If it's one thing, the isser is taking a haircut in a way that's daima l'gayim. Then he says avol abach cholak olav because of the milsa ba'am pei nafshehu. It's a separate isser. The lo yigadol titzas roishai hu shemigadlan haseil enoyu liyafi k'may absulais. There is Shachas V'gaiva, and because of our Prisha. He brings in the Bach and the Prisha. Then no, the Pshat is, even just letting your hair grow, in the manner that, without any type of haircut, just letting it grow long, Lenoi, like the women do, and that's there, Shachas V'gaiva, and he's asking it now, it's Gaiva, he's asking it out, Elav Dereisa, B'chukesev Leisei Leichu. So that we have two hesberim in this letting the hair grow. And do you have on the bottom the miluim? Your copies have?
No.
No, okay. I have here the miluim on the bottom. What? Like the women grow. The man should grow like women grow long hair. He's saying that a man letting his hair grow, like women let their hair grow long, that is chukas ha-gayim. Gayim men do. What? It's interesting. Why is it levoshisha?
He had a beard. He would have a beard.
But that's not a head. If you have a beard, you still not put on ladies' clothes.
No, okay. But,
Quit a terezov. There's no sense in having a ponytail. But it's more than a terezov. It appears to be the basic Isis. And according to the Bach and the Prisha, you cannot. The Taz Aleph also seems so like the Shach, I believe. Yes.
The Bach on the Torah says really it's us or only if you want to be misnacher, you want to dress up like the Zion. So the way the Shach quotes the Bach here, it's a chomer. The Bach on the Torah really explains why it's.
He says it's a mikra adin. The Bach holds it's a mikra adin. The Taz also brings the Bach and it passes like him. This miluim, I have a miluim on the bottom. It's interesting. The miluim was written by a Jew who worked in Vilna in the Achim Rams Beis HaTfus, the printing place. And he did three things on his own. He added the miluim whenever there was blank space in the gillion of the Shulchan Aruch. He added the miluim. In the Gemaras, he added in the back the Metargim. The Metargim translates the Rashi words into Yiddish. And sometimes Yiddish, sometimes into Hebrew.
Sometimes back into the same word.
And the third thing in the Medrash Rabbah, the Yafei Tayar, he abbreviated it. He cut it up so it should fit into the pages. The Stipler has a letter. I don't know if anybody else who has a letter like this. The Stipler has a letter in the first Krina Degrusa, I think it's Reshon and Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. And he writes that this was written by a Ramordechai Flagion, he spells it, Pelamit Gimel Yud Aleph of Nun, who was a Maskil Hayadua. And he writes, even though we haven't found that what he wrote, we haven't found, it seems what he wrote, he was Zohir to write the Kefidas HaTorah, but he says it's Roy not to reprint it anymore. And all the new prints of the Shulchan Aruch are missing the Meluim. The nice thing about the Meluim is that he's a very mad creative person. He always stuck in very creative things. And I'll read to you what he writes on this Shach. He writes, Av legado sayer lenoi, b'loi giluach, to let your hair grow long like that. Sayer b'siyaisa v'ater ezekenim demutter, k'moshe matzinu ba'av sholem, the godel sayer reishai. He grew long hair. U'b'vadayim hayach shashisar, loi hayam enichai David, legado sayer reishai. He wouldn't, 1 minute, he said, he wouldn't let him grow long hair. Chay nira, ki yecheskel hayo loi tzitzis reishai, af ki hayo kayin. In Yecheskel, when they talk to him about Avelus, so it says he had long hair, even though he was a Kayan. It's only us if you take hair on the side. Says, why isn't making the Zirus a neder to mevatel mitzvah of chukasem leisei leichu? That's what he says. What? So you can't put yourself into it. So the it seems, I mean, the Meluim is defending long hair, which would fit for a maskil, but at any rate, he brings a raya from Avshalom. It's a nice, interesting raya. But you can answer, Avshalom is different, Aziris is different, could be. Now, at any rate, back to the Mechabes. What does the Mechabes say? You're not allowed to let your hair grow long, or you're not allowed to take a haircut like the Goyim. You're not allowed to wear clothing, Lestamis Behem, and then he adds, It's not only on the body. La yivne mekaymais. You shouldn't build buildings kebinyan hecholay shalayv kechavin, which are similar to the gayisha hechol, the gayisha halls. Kedei shiachdus mehem rabim, a place for people to gather. Kamaisha heimaisim. You shouldn't build it in the way that they build it. Here the shach says in Beis, shalvayt chama kagayin oisam hasuyin levad shalahem. If it's a place, it appears to be saying that's not for worship, it's a place for a meeting. Or for court, then there's no iser. So I'm not sure exactly where what the Hezber is here. He seems to be saying that it's only something that they do for their avodah zarah. So the Shulchan Aruch here, if we read it, the simple reading, it seems to be very, very tough on what a person is allowed to wear. It seems that anything, let's say somebody wears long, to go and wear a short jacket, to switch from a long jacket to a short jacket, because that's the style in America, would seem to be awesome according to this. Or to switch, I don't know what the latest styles are, but to go and switch to a Gaisha style, according to the Mechaber, would seem to be an Isser. Now, we'll see in a minute the Ramah argues, but the Gra in Zion hold Paschals like the Mechaber, and I suppose that's why in B'nai Brak, they treat it like an Iker Adin to wear long jackets, and to do these type of things. I grabbed a visitor of Belsky the other day. He mentioned to me, it came up in our talking, that Chai Knievsky has a place where he writes that people who have payas shouldn't put it behind their ears. Supposed to show your payas. That's the tzura of a yid. Now the goyim don't put payas behind their ears. They don't grow payas. But so he told him, Reb Chaim apparently trims his payas. It's interesting. The Stipler used to wind his payas around the bottom of his ears. He did wind it around his ear. But I think he means to try not just hiding it. He doesn't write the same like Selechu. But if they brak, they go to sheet of the.
Or wear it like a brisker.
What? Okay. Good. Okay, so this Shaila of what the Mechaber holds, we'll get to the Ramah. We're basically, always like the Ramah, but what is the Mechaber holds? And I said the Gra. What? It says Hamiyuchad Lahem. So Ramesha has a tshuva in the first year of day, a tshuva pei aleph. He writes as a pashtus that styles that start right away for Jew and Goy alone is not osir. It's only chukas avikachavim that it's osir. If a style begins right away and Goyim and Yidden and Medina wear it together, he writes, he's writing specifically about short jackets. He was asked if people from Poland, where they were, all the Jews wore long, all the from Jews wore long. That's why the Shiloh's from Poland. That's what the Shiloh is. Haboim mi Poland? In Poland? Litta and Poland are two different places. I can't answer you. The Shiloh was asked that way. People come from Poland, where maybe it's part of Poland, I don't know, where they wore long, and he comes to America, so you're allowed to wear short. That's the Shiloh that's asked. And there Ramesha writes that a style that starts, that it wasn't miyuchid for Goyim, so he says that that's mutter. Now, he should have brought a raya from the Gra. Look at the Lashon of the Gra. See, it's a very long Gra Zayin. He goes in Arichus on this Shaila. As I said, he paskins like the Mechaber. Six lines from the end of the Gra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He says, Ela kol davar shahayinu oisin zulasam mutter. Anything that we would do, even if Goyim didn't wear it, is mutter. V'chein b'malbushim. And the same thing with malbushim. He's saying that something that a Yid would wear because he's going on the subway, he wants to not look Jewish. So a guy, he leaves yeshiva and he goes on the subway, so he gets himself a Yankee cap and he puts it on. So according to Muhammad, that would be Asr. Why is he putting on a Yankee cap? He never wore a Yankee cap before. He's doing it just as Dam Islam, he shouldn't look Jewish. So according to the Mechaber Shita, that would be awesome. That's why Bnei Brak no one wears Yankee caps. You ever saw Bnei Brak with a Yankee cap? Maybe the Red Sox cap, but not even that. But if it's something that you would wear even without it, if it's something a person would wear, not because he's going among Goyim, he would wear it anyway, so then the Gra is saying that it's mutter, which is really what Ramesh is writing. So, yes, for Jews and not, you have one? It's okay, the safety. He's not concerned with safety. It's okay. You can go looking like a Jew. It doesn't, no, you don't get mugged because of it. It's fine. What? He's not fooling anyone anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, we pass like the Ramah. I'm not saying that you now wear a Yankee cap. I think according to the Mechaber Shita, the Gra Shita, is if you're wearing it deliberately, Lizdami Islam, then it's awesome.
Wearing it backwards, sideways.
Yeah. That fits into the Ramah, we'll see in the Ramah. So that makes no sense. It's awesome, the Ramah's going
to
say. But
there is clearly a matter of safety.
It's imagined safety. Yeah, it's not a safety issue. I think it's imagined. I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about in America, Baruch Hashem. France just elected its first Muslim government. It's, okay. But the... I'm not talking about it's a safety issue. I'm talking as far as the... someone who wears it just not to look Jewish. Still mutter according to the Ramah. And we pass it to Ramah. But the Mechaber Shita is that it's also, if you wouldn't wear it otherwise, you're only wearing it for that reason. The Mechaber Shita is that that's something that's also.
Now, you can for Goyim, anybody who wear a cap, you need caps, it wasn't just for one, just for the Goyim.
Yankee caps was made for Goyim, and the Mela. Look, we, you know, Kesher Shah made him in Amir, we're not talking about Friar Yin, we're talking about from Yin.
Couldn't you see that anywhere in the Talmud, that you're doing it because Goyim do it, have nothing to do with that?
Listam, the Ramah is v'loy midam in lahem. The Ramah explained the Mechaber.
There has to be an intent. There has to be a kavana.
Probably. You mean if you wear it in your house?
I take that here because it's wood. I take that here because I don't like it.
Where did you see that?
So I'm not sure. The Ramah, the Ramah's words, lighten it down a little. I'll tell you, what you're saying is probably this. There's a letter from the Chazon Ish himself, who's the, like I said, the Bnei Brak Shita is to be Machmir. And I was looking at the Igris Chazon Ish. I bumped into this a while ago, so I copied it and stuck it into my notes. It's in the Chelek Gimel of the Kibbutz Igris of the Chazon Ish, Kuf Nun Beis. And he says the following. He says, Im Omnam Roy, Liri Hashem, Lintais Bulavushim, Ubisharin Yanim, Laderach Hayetzit Snua. Says, despite the fact that it's appropriate for Yirei Hashem to wear special begadim, aval iser b'chukesem leisei leichu, eni ela b'misaveh lehizdam yislohem, is only when he wants to be similar to them, avaloi b'oyhev es hayoyfi hamuskim, ve'enoi oyla altatoi lehizdam yislohem. But it does not apply when a person likes the look, because it's yoifi hamuskim, something that that people agree is it looks good, and einoi oilal daitul stam islam, he's not even thinking of being medama to them. I suppose he means that part of the Ramah. And then he says, "Kumash kasev Ramah the dafka biyeshes bezeh pritzos," which we're going to learn soon, but that he. That's what he says. Then he says, "V'dafke megadol kipsula, dafke letting hair grow like a girl." B'zman shanachrim da'yegin came, v'roitzel lizdam islahem. Who belaisa say? So he seems to say the long hair. Somebody likes the yoifi hamuskim, and he's growing long hair because it looks good. He's not looking lizdam islahem. He's not doing out the guy. The Chazon Ish appears to be saying that that's mutter, even according to the Gra. Let me look. It's a very hard thing. It's true. It's a queer thing that 15, 20 years ago we thought large glasses were beautiful. If you bump into someone now with these large glasses, he looks ancient. He doesn't look normal. What? Even if he has new ones. And we thought it was nice. And then the little ones. And now they have these rectangular ones, which to me, you know, it looks like the strangest thing in the world. And they're coming back again. But why is it that we're going to think it looks nice? Because this guy in Paris decided to make it, so suddenly we think it's nice? That's how he makes money. Why am I fooled? I'm an intelligent human being. Why am I fooled?
There's an earlier source that says that it's mutter as long as you're not the son. The Bach says.
How so? Okay, I'm not going to start with the Bach in the middle. But, okay. So, at any rate, this is the... this is the Shita Samechaber that is a broader interpretation of Chukesem Leiseleichu. Anything that you're doing, L'stam Islahem, even if it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, and nothing to do with Pritzos, and nothing to do with any of these things, just Chukesem Leiseleichu is an Issa L'stam Islahem, and that's an Issa unto itself. Now, the issue with non-Jewish names is a very similar thing, taking Gayish names. Also is Tali Mechaber Amah. According to the Mechaber, if someone wants to take a non-Jewish name, Lizdam Islahem, it would appear to be the same Isser. At least that's the way those who answer it and say it, that it's an Isser of Lizdam Islahem. Actually, the Gra even seems to say that going to a stadium, the first Gra, Gra Aleph, he says, going tartiyos v'karkasiyos, such as going to a stadium. I don't know if they mean City Field, but they mean going to a ball game or to a thing. If it's lizdam islahem, if a person's going because culturally he wants to be, wants to go to the opera because that's their thing, then, you know. It seems he's saying like the Gra, because he says, k'mashu kosev ha-Gra z'al b'biyurai. No, the Gra, if you read the Gra is not saying like the Ramah. Yeah. If you like it, then it's okay, yeah. The Chinami, if it's Lizdam, that's when it's an issue. According to the Mechabishita. I don't know. You're a Star Trek fan, so you like Scott.
Is there a natural contradiction?
It's interesting. if you're also wearing a yarmulke. It's like Eshin said, you know, the Frum guys, they put on their Yankee cap, and everyone knows they're a Jew with a Yankee cap. So it's, but still, the person, if that's the intent of the person, is Dam Islam, like the Mechaber, it's a problem. Now let's lead the Ramah. The Ramah takes a much more lenient approach. As I said at the outset, it's amazing the difference in the teaching of Issa Dereisa. What does it mean? There's a tremendous divide. The Mechaber, who holds, has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, nothing to do with Pritzos. You say, not allowed to dress like God, even not allowed to be Madam Alehem. And the Ramah, let's see the Ramah. Eloyei Muvdu Mehem B'Mabusha B'Bishar Maisa. A person should be separate from the non-Jews, both in his dress and his other actions. V'chol Zeh Einay Aser Eloj B'Dovish Enogu B'Yohavik Echavim L'Shem Pritzos. And this prohibition, this limitation, this Issa Dereisa, is only in something that Goyim wore because it's pritzus, such as the Arkas of the Misani. The Gemara says they wore certain red clothing as a sign of pritzus. Umalbush, sarim, ukedaim lezem el babushi a pritzus. Oi, bedava shenogu, leminigal achaik, vein tam bedavar. Here, an involved addition. He adds a second thing. Something they wear for priests, or something that makes absolutely no sense. If they do something that makes no sense at all, we have to be chayshish that it comes from a source of the kishuf that the goyim were involved in, and it's a shmatz avodah zarah. For example, wearing a doctor's jacket. That the custom is a doctor wears specific malbush, a nicker by shu raife uman. It's nicker that he's a doctor. Mutal alive shay. Cheshayisim shum kavit, oitam acher, or something they wear as a sign of honor, a tapat or a tux, oitam acher mutter. That's what it means. You're allowed to burn the king's possessions. It's not dakei amayri because it was done with kavod. So what does it say here in the Ramah? Here it says in the Ramah is that it's aser only really two things: either pritzus, if it's any of pritzus, or avodah zarah.
Separate is a pritzus.
Well, pritzus.
Pritzus,
if it's wearing a red bag, it's not be'etzem and it's a dereisa. Wore enough for this lav. If somebody's wearing a short skirt that shows part of the body, that's iser anyway. Here it means it's pritzus, it covers the body adequately. But nevertheless, it's a pritzus to get. Or if it's a davar that they do because of their kishuf, their superstition, their avay desara, those two things are b'chukaseim le'seleichu. That's what it says here in the Rabbi. Women's clothing is an issue, and my understanding is that a slit, even if the slit is below the knee, if it's a gown that you can't walk without the slit, I'm not talking, it's a pregnancy, but even the ones who have long dresses and the slit is below the knee, I would think a slit would be an example of a style that's Mishum Pritzos. I would think so. It's common that it's worn, and nobody says anything, because like Baruch Hashem, at least if it doesn't go above the knee, you know, we fight our battles. But it would seem that it's a pritzus thing to go like that. What?
Colors.
Colors. Which colors are you referring to? Loud colors should be a thing. Should also be an issue. See, it's very hard to know where it's yaifi and where it's pritzus. Where does yaifi end and pritzus begin? It's a very hard thing. I know when I see it, but I can't explain it. You know, it's a very hard thing. What? Breaking down, putting together. Breaking down a level. The pretzis literally doesn't give a fair interpretation. Yes? Well, they pass me the Machaber, the Gra. They follow all the sheets of Segra. Yaifi Amoskim is mutter. Why do people like a shorter jacket? Because they don't want to look like a rabbi, or because or because they like the way it looks. It depends. It's a lot. Sure, it's, I don't know. To me, nobody agrees with me, I'm sure, but to me, shorts was also pritzus. When people started wearing shorts in the street, I think it was considered pritzus, even among the goyim. It became the style. It's accepted. Shorts is a pritzus. You get half between your knee and your ankle, that's where you get half. You're short? Really? I've never half between my knee and my ankle. A record is stamped. What about shorts? I don't know. I don't understand it. It's what? I understand that a kid could go that way. Children, I understand. But they play basketball, I understand. But to go on the street with shorts, it seems to fit into Ramah's. What's big day preaches for a man of not shorts? What are you talking about? A body shirt? Okay. A body shirt also. Middle aged people don't wear body shirts anyway. So I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing that if it's so common, it's always pretzis. Could be, maybe. But anyway, we're just talking about the styles of the Malbushim. And that's what it says here. Now, it's interesting. Ramesha brings that if you look into Marik, who's the author of the one that asks something that has no reason. A nutty style has no reason. Why do they wear the caps sideways or in the back? Any reason for it? It's just like it's a characteristic of things. A basketball player wore it that way. So something they do for absolutely no reason. So the Ramah interprets why is it Asr? Because it must be it's Darkei Amayri, Avayda Zara. Today we know it's just Hilulus is the style, so they wear the sillier. If it makes someone laugh, it's a good thing. That's today's world. Now, what? Cap backwards? It's a symbol of certain things. It's not the etzem, a beggar of priestess. It's a beggar of Hilulus. Ramesha writes that Dove Shem Baitam is Osir because if you're wearing it, it's nicker that Kavanosi Lizdamus. If you're wearing it, that makes no sense. Then it's nicker. Why are you wearing it? It's Kavanosi Lizdamus because there's no other sensible reason. That's what Ramesha says. Ramesha calls that the Tam HaMarik. And he adds a Tamar Ramah is because of Darkei Amayri. What?
There's your
Kavanosi Lizdamos. Okay. So what he's saying is that it's an open Kavanosi.
Yeah, by the Zarek Pa'ayr, why do they wear all of that?
Anything goes.
But Lizdamos was only also by the Mechaber, not by the Ramah.
Lizdamos.
Or in
Tamar. Right. Where Moshe is saying what this. It's true. What he's saying is, with this ain't tam ledavar, it's a davar nicker that you want lizdamais, and even the Ramah asks. That's why he touches the Marik. The Ramah himself doesn't hold it that. The Ramah explains his reason.
I think that reasoning doesn't apply
now. What?
I don't know if that reasoning applies nowadays. But if there's no reason for it, probably you're doing it.
The Ramah's reason doesn't apply, because today it's done just for Hilulus. It's not done for Nachinam. And I once had down here a boy from Tervadas who came in Purim. He dressed himself like a nun. Two Asurim Daraisas in one shot. You know, Beged Isha and Chesem Leiseleichu. As remembering, I once had a Rebbe who said that, he said, oh, Purim, the way boys dress up, and when they're in yeshiva, 20 years later, that's the way they really are. You know, one dress up as a Rebbe, 20 years later, one dress up 20 years later, what? Yeah. So I don't know what this guy, I hope not. But anyway, it's people don't realize it's an Asurim Daraisa to wear. A beged avodah zara, wants to wear a collar on. The collars that the galochim wear, so it's a problem. I once read that a galoch asked a rabbi why they walk around with their hands in their back all the time. So rabbi asked the galoch, why do you guys walk around with your hands in your front all the time? He says, well, walk your hands in front. It makes sense. We picture we're holding our yashka in front of us, and that's the way we walk around. So the rabbi told him, yeah, I also picture I'm holding my yashka, and that's the way I hold my hands. Okay, anyway, this is the Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. As I said, it's an extraordinary difference between the two shitas. The Taz in Arachayim Simen Ches, Sivkat and Gimel, has his chiddush that wearing a yarmulke today is a din d'oraisa. Pashtus wearing a yarmulke, it's a minhag Yisrael. It doesn't say in the Torah that you have to wear a yarmulke. Gemara says that certain Tana, Rabbi Yechonon, didn't go Dalet Amos with his hair on the head uncovered. The Taz writes that nowadays it became Mechukesem Leiseleichu, for a person to go without a yarmulke, and it applies without his head covered. It doesn't have to be a yarmulke, and it's not. And the Bir Halacha is a little earlier, the Seif Simin Beis argues, he says that it's not a chayk shalahem to go uncovered. They go uncovered because they go uncovered. There's a covenant, they uncover. But it's not a chayk shalahem, it's not a din that they go uncovered. Not that makbid go with their head uncovered. If there's no hat to wear, they go with their hair uncovered. When they go to church, okay, but he means in the street. We're talking about in the street. To go to shul, dafka with the head uncovered might be, but Yerushalayim, yeah, it's a sign of Yerushalayim that God is above us. Yeah. Ramesha writes that it could be that today the Taz would be Maidah. Could be today in America. There's not a Chukas Hagayim. It could be. Maybe it'd be Maida. I don't know where the Taz lived that it would be any different. But anyway, that's a famous idea of the Shita Sataz, that the Taz held that that it's us. Awesome. Now, only if it's for Pritzus or for Avodah Zarah. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's only the same Isser, whether it's clothing or hair. The Issur B'Kesem Le'Seilechu refers to Chukas HaGoyim that are inherently Chukas HaGoyim, meaning it's a Pritzus or it's an Avodah Zarah. But if it's just the style of a Frenchman or what? Assuming it's neither Pritzus nor Avodah Zarah, according to this will be Mutter. According to this there will be no Issur. Unless you say it's a Dovah Shein Baitam. But if a person sees a yaifi in it, then it would be mutter.
Not yaifi.
Okay. Look. Anyway, this is. What sports shirts?
Jerseys from sports players. It's an Irish guy, but not Russian.
Rebelski held in camp. He's been farcing every summer. They don't allow wearing a jersey with a guy's name on the back. He says it's like Sichar name, it's like Titul Lemchein. People wear it because of idol worship, not idol worship, but idolizing the guy. Not because it is. He says that it's like Sichar name, you're giving them chain, you walk around with his name on your back. That's the pride of a baseball player that they sell jerseys with his name.
Yeah.
I checked, they were all out of it in the store. But.
Rebbe, can we get it cheaper? You want to wear rice?
Yes.
We'll throw in some cover.
You mean the designer name? See, a designer name, I don't think. I mean, maybe it's like Seichon name also. I don't know. I'm not sure. He's saying it's for yourself. You want to show that you have the Gucci handbag. So. You're right, if it's to give them chain, maybe.
If it's okay,
I'm not sure what the guidelines of Leisach Chaim in this case. Maybe not, I'm not sure. But what? Or if the ball player is Jewish, then it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Designer, okay. But he's right, people wear designs for themselves, not for the designer. Maybe still giving them chain, I don't know.
Jersey,
yeah. You show your age.
Who's Kofax?
The makar of the Isser of putting a bima by the Arin, which in the time of Askala they asked to have the bima where the laning is next to the Arin. I was once at a bris in, this goes back, Rav Gedalia Yeshua was alive in the 70s, and in Eitz Chaim here on the King's Highway and 13th. So it wasn't in the main sanctuary, it was downstairs. They had a hall, and the bima where they laned was right by the Aron. And Rav Gedalia Yeshua was there, and he made them lane on a table in the middle of the room. It was a Monday or a Thursday, I bris. And they made them lane on a table in the middle because there's such a idea not to lane on a bima that's by the Aron. What's the Isser to lane in a bima that's by an Aron? So the Chumash Maram Shik says that it's this Isser of Kavanosim Lizdamais, and they designed the synagogue should be like that temple, And that's the yisur. He has a shiloh. What happens if your kavana is, because you don't have enough room, you want to push it to the front? And he says that it's asur, and he cites the mechaber that it's asur. He probably means that even like the Ramah, since it's an avodah zarah, it's a style of avodah zarah shalem, the shul has a bima in the middle. So it says in halacha, it should be in the middle of the base measure, close to the middle. So it's already lizdama is avodah zarah shalem. So in such a case, that's the yisur. It's interesting. What? Stained glass windows. I don't know. Where do you stop? Where do you draw a line? I'm not sure. You know, they asked us, some sefer asked doing the chuppah in a base medrash in a sanctuary. And today, we never do it, but Ramai Shaz Tshuva, I asked Rav Palma to do when it came up. And when they did, it's mutter. It's not anymore. It's not no longer seen as a chukas hagayim. It was a big fight with the reform at the time. These were things. These were they were ten takanas that they made, and the they made one of the takanas was that any rav who has to give a drasha is not allowed to give. And he didn't say not do it in English. He said not do it in Hungarian. Which I never do in Hungarian, but it was Taka. What Takanis was that has to be in that language? But the Jews did it lizdamos. The Jews did it lizdamos for him. But they weren't doing it. Says they did it at the same time. They put in the organ and they did all the things lizdamos. That it was done this time. In fact, it was done this time. So, it's very strange because there are certain communities, the Yekis and the Sephardim, face the other way. You have to ask him. I don't know. I don't know the reason for the kapeda. Maybe he felt they were not Sephardim and they were not the Yekis and they're just them. They shouldn't be Mishadah for me to Gabi Seyim. Could be. So, okay. Let's see Sif Beis. Mishu Karv Lamalchis, Tzarf Lilvash Babushem, Ladam Islam, Mutter Bakal. Now this needs a Hezmer. Because someone has a need, it becomes Mutter. It says if he's involved with the Malchus, it's Mutter. Why should it be Mutter? So the Taz Hey says a big Chiddush. How can be a kedavin atayra? You say because he has to go and work in the government. It's mutter. Built into the system is this heter for kravim lamalchus. So another hezber that it's nicker that he's not doing a liznamais. He's doing it just. Well, you can argue it's called Lestames, it's Snicker, he's doing it now because he needs to go to the Malchus. Anyway, that's a vase of Gimel. Misha'ochal v'shir psisim al shulchanai. Someone who eats and has crumbs left on his table, lo yavi pashlema v'yaniach al shulchan. You should now, if you're bringing a pashlema, so you want to eat it, that's okay. But to put a pashlema on the shulchan, that is awesome. Now here, one second. If Shashai Psisim, it's Mutter, because then everyone could see you're bringing, because you have no bread left, so you're bringing it to have bread on the table. But Psisim means pieces of bread. And so that's what? For benching, you have to have something on the table, but the Psisim are enough. This means it's born in Arachayim. In Arachayim, the Mishnah Berura is in Siman Kuf Pei brings a machlokes to Taz and Prima Gadim. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says you're not supposed to have on the table Shlema and Psisim. Except on Shabbos, it's Nicker that you have a Shlema because of Lechem Mishnah. But the Taz and Prima Gadim argue is the Pshat you're not supposed to have it on the table? You're not supposed to bring it to the table. Now, sometimes you just happen to have it on the table. So he brings a chiluk edayis on it. But the reason for the isser is there's something called Erchin Lagod Shulchanam. God is a is some type of shade of the Avodah Zarah. And they that was the style. They put out food for the Shadim. So that's why it was called Darkei Amayri. Darkei Amayri means the superstitions of the Goyim, which are connected to Inyan Avodah Zarah, and that's us. That's Bukhe Sam Leisei Leicha. Now you're familiar, that's why you learn. Now, this week, we have a Bris Shul on Tuesday. Someone had a baby, so he came over. He asked me, what's the makar for a Vachnacht? So I told him, Kofayin Chesiv Gimel. And as I read the Ramah, if you turn the page, his face changed colors. What are the makar for the Vachnacht? So read the Ramah. Yesh makaymei shenagul la'arech shulchan. There are places where the custom is to set the table. V'losam alamine machol b'layla shalamachar ma'alen atinik. On the night before the bris milah. V'yesh b'zeh iser mishum archin lagod shulchan. That's also to do so. Avalarech mito l'mazal atinik yesh matirin. But to do a shulchan with food, he says it's an isidaraisa. Now before you jump, shachvav, one second, shachvav. Mekom akayim mashanayin yibaratzis elu. Shaisen suda b'layla shalamachar ma'alen atinik shakayrin vach. What does vach mean? A week?
Awake.
Awake, a vach, awake. Ein iser. The davka losa mine michael al shulchan lehaniacham kach osir. It's iser is to set a table and leave the food on the table to have a kairach lagad shulchan. Al besuda ein iser. But if they're eating from the food, there's no problem. That's why we're makbid to eat from the stuff. Because if you put the things on the table and no one's going to eat it, then it's us. So this is, it doesn't say it's a mitzvah, it says ein iser. What says in the Shach is there's no Aveira. Dagom Ravava makes it a little better. You have to go Ramah, Shach, Dagom Ravava. Masha Omru Bavava Kama Daf Peyam Aleph. The Dagom Ravava is on the right side. That's in the Yehuda's notes. Ein Isser, Masha Omru Bavava Kama Daf Peyam Aleph. Lebe Yeshua HaBen. Someone is going to the house of Yeshua HaBen. What's Yeshua HaBen? Pish Taisis Shem Rebbeinu Tam. Shayu oisin suuda al shem shenoisha mimei imai. They made a suuda to thank the Rabbi Nishalam that the baby was born safely. Nearly staiti shayu regilin lasi suuda zu balayla shakaydem amila. Now that's where Dr. Ravava talking. Taisis said they made a suuda. He says, nearly staiti hayu regilin lasi suuda zu balayla shakaydem amila. Lismaich suuda zu samoch lemitzvas mila. To make the suuda next to the mitzvah mila. Kilapirisha Chumasadesh and Shavir Ramallah come on some samachis a few days. Hainu Balel Shabbos. Chumasadesh says that's the makar for Shalom Zachar. Ulfisha Shriki Besam. Why then? Because Friday night people are home. I ain't Chumasadesh and Ray Samates. Kasha. Lama ain't ice and suda gamla nekeva. Shigam kenim litome rechem. Why don't they do it for a baby girl who's also saved from the mother's womb? That if there was a candle in the windows in Bar Chayil, it was a sign that they have a Suda. And he's saying, how's he answering the question? Why is it only for men and not for girls? He's answering because it's sort of a hemshach of Sudas Mila. So he's saying that the Shalom Zachar has nothing to do with this. What is the reason for the Shalom Zachar? Reis Samachay, the Prisha, I think it's a famous Prisha, says that we're Menachem, the Vlad, it's a Nichum Aveilum for the Vlad who forgot the Torah when he was born. When he was born, the Tazjim of Prisha. What? They give Arbis because it's sort of, okay. Girls also learn Torah, probably, but there's no Nichum Aveilum, Samachayim and Torah, there's no Aveilus in it. It's for a man, it's a Nichum Aveilum that you forgot your learning. So, at any rate, the Vachnach, what? So he says this is the marker. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Shach. Pischei Tshuva Beis. I am berheit to b'shem a Shach. Umashma de mitzvah vade lespe. A Vachnach, we have a heter for the minig, but mitzvah lespe, he says there's no mitzvah in it. It's a very interesting Tshuva Chavis Yoyer. There was a man who made a neder not to eat except at a Sudas Mitzvah. So he asked the Chavis Yoyer for a list of what is a Sudas Mitzvah and what's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Interesting Tshuva. So he writes there that the Chavis Yoyer that the Vachnacht is not a Sudas Mitzvah and it's a Suda that you're allowed to make. The what?
If you go to a Vachnacht, you better eat.
If you go back, you have to make sure to eat. is very matter-to-you. But I don't know, when I... I should tell you, the Elio Rabba in Hilchis Bein HaMetzorim, Simin Tufkuf Nun Aleph, there is an Elio Rabba that says Avachnat HaSudas Mitzvah, and during the 9 days you're allowed to have fleishiks. That's what the Elio Rabba says. The Shari Tshuva brings this there in Kuntuf Nun Aleph. Shari Tshuva, I think, is Sifkat Lamed Gimel. And he argues, he says, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Everyone else says it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So there is a Shtarka Makar for it, that at least there's a day that holds a Sudas Mitzvah. When I grew up, I never saw the Vachnach. They wash? Okay. So Naranaro Pashte, when my first son was born, we did a bris. So the night before, it was a Sunday bris. So the night before, I was all geared up to stay up all night to learn. And so I went into the bedroom, where the baby was, and I set up a lamp, put a stender, and I was sitting and learning. And they called me out. One uncle came, the other uncle came, Vachnacht. So you have to sit, and they tell stories about the Haim and this. So I wasn't so interested, I was in the middle of learning. So my shver had Rachmanis on me, after he saw me once or twice come out, so. Next uncle came, so. Somebody didn't tell him I was learning. He told him I was sleeping would be okay, but anyway, the minig of learning the night before is mentioned in. I saw it in the there was a Sefer Eidus Yisrael, not Rav Henke, a different Sefer Eidus Yisrael before the Kovetz Svarim came out. When I got married, they had it in yeshiva. It's one volume and it has a likut of. Minimum Hagim and Dinim Fachasana for Brismila Pidyan Aben. Today we didn't make a whole set out of it. But there, it's very good. And there they brought a different Minhagim about learning the night before. The Ikr they brought is the idea of the Chumas Rabbi Kivega. I once mentioned that at a Bris, the Rabbi Kivega writes that Kashem, that you remove the Arlas Basar. At a Bris, the Arlas Halev is removed and Niftach Libai Limarat Tyrant. At a bris, the sort of a completion of the neshama and the heart of the baby is open for limud haTorah, and that's there's a minute to learn the night before as a some schus for that. Although I saw the minute, it says the sandik should stay up the night before and learn. It was used to be the minute the sandik paid for the suda also by a bris, but I also saw a minute, I think from the svardim, to say the k'tayres, to learn about the k'tayres the night before. The k'tayres, that makes sense to Sandik, because he's like the Makta K'tayres on his lap, and how much can you learn about the K'tayres, but that's what they... What? Maybe because it's not Avelus for them, they forget learning, not Mechiv and learning. Not Mechiv and Talmud Tayres, so what's the Avelus? It's not the same Avelus as a man, it's Mechiv. You gotta start all over, the girl doesn't have to start all over, she's... I suppose you're saying it's in a meeting. I'm not making a political statement. What? Nitol Dachkana. One last meeting I saw in this in the Likutei Ma'arich. I don't know, did you ever see this meeting? He brings a meeting from certain European communities to put the Mila knife in the crib with the baby. The night before, the baby doesn't move around so much to put the Mila knife. So I was looking around for the reason. It sounds like the Shaydim should be scared or something. All kinds of spooky reasons. I found the reason in the brought from the Archas Chaim, was it the Archas Chaim from a Kadmoim, that the reason was so that when there's a bris on Shabbos, they shouldn't forget before Shabbos to bring the knife and have the knife by the baby. It shouldn't have carrying problems. So it became a meaning. They always put the knife by the baby the night before the bris, which is a sort of a not the reason that you would usually think. All right, next week we'll learn about Kishuf. Next week, Hilchos Ma'aseh Nechashiv.